Frank. Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to episode 95 of Feel Good Friday, FGF. We have a very special episode today because I got the boys on, Donnie and Griffin. Thank you guys for coming back.
Oh, always happy to be here. Mm-hmm. Once a year.
Sometimes that makes sometimes you twice. Appreciate it more, you know? Because if you have it all the time, you're like, once a year.
Exactly.
It's special.
It's something to look
forward
to.
It's like Christmas. It's like a birthday.
Uh-huh.
It's like when Joe, Donnie, and Griffin record a podcast.
It's beautiful.
So we are at Donnie's residence. We are at Donnie's casa. Mm-hmm. Just met his baby boy.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful baby boy.
Oh, thank you.
Congrats.
Thank you. Yeah, 5-star baby.
If you heard crying in the background, that was not Donnie's son. That was Griffin. He's very nervous about this podcast, and crying is the way that he gets over it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And currently. I'm hungry.
And I'm hungry. Hungry and tired. And I pooped my pants.
Change me.
Take a guess which one.
Clean my fucking
check
poop.
D, all of the above.
You can actually tell by the cry, too.
Yeah. Anyway, we have a lot to talk about. So much stuff happening in the sports world. We got college football news, NFL, NBA. Griffin, real quick, do you have any idea what's going on with that kid from Philly, the Cutter, Guth, Garth, whatever his last name is? It's some French name. I don't know if you've looked into that. He, like, requested a trade from Philly. He was just drafted last year.
And, for which sport?
It's hockey.
Yeah,
it's like a huge thing on Chicklets, so I thought maybe... the hockey world knew about it, but
and then hockey season starts after football season.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah, I think it goes hockey. I'm sorry. I think it goes football, a little bit of basketball and hockey, and then March Madness, and then hockey. Technically, March Madness is
basketball.
So whatever. Anyway, yeah, he requested a trade from Philly. Had a lot of bad things to say about it, and then. Torts, the coach, was like, I want to know Cutter from a hole in the wall. Like, I don't know, cool quote. But everyone's divided on it, and Philly fans just got real mad and upset. And
They're usually never mad or upset about anything.
It's a good fan base you're going to piss off.
Yeah.
If you're going to piss off any fan base, it probably should be Philly. Yep.
They're gonna react the best.
Yeah.
It's no doubt.
Especially around Christmas time.
Yeah,
snow on the ground probably out there.
Santa walking
batteries
around.
That's Santa, baby. Just throw them. Throw them if you got them.
Anyway, so let's talk real quick about college football because obviously Michigan won the Natty.
Hardball, baby.
Did you guys have a dog in that fight?
No.
No?
I'm not a big college football guy.
Didn't really care. I don't know. I was happy to see Michigan win it. I'm just glad I wasn't Bama.
Yeah.
Or Ohio State.
I was surprised the other team in it. I didn't know they were a good college
Washington?
Program. Yeah.
Well, Penix, I don't know. Him and Romo Dunns is their stud receiver who, hot take, I think he might be better than Marvin Harrison Jr.
Oh.
Really?
Who's his dad?
Mr. O'Dunns.
Not on a first name basis with him yet.
Yeah.
We're working towards it though.
If the Bears draft him, then I will get to know his dad. But anyway, and then Nick Saban retired, which I think that's kind of huge because Nick Saban is regarded as the best college football coach of all time. And he's gone.
Do you regard him as such, or?
Yeah. Oh. I mean, in my lifetime, that's the best I've seen. Oh. So, maybe Bama won't be good anymore. That'd be really cool. Kind of like how Duke is, like, irrelevant after Coach K left.
Yeah.
I feel like, hopefully, that happens with Bama, but we'll see.
I think football has more in place to keep a dynasty going than basketball.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Like, coaching wise, basketball is more of a one man operation than like you have so many seeds.
Yeah. Man, also,
already
like,
been planted.
Yeah.
They're growing now.
Alabama's big thing is like they're great at recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder like how much of the recruiting was because of Saban or was it just because it's Bama? You know?
Yeah.
Just associated with championships.
Chicken or the egg, you know?
Yeah,
we're about to find out.
Here we go. Here we go, 2024. Mm-hmm. Okay, so hockey, college football, out of the way. Let's talk about basketball. Almost mid-season-ish,
mm-hmm.
which is crazy. Time going way too fast. I don't like it. Like, NFL playoffs are already starting. I'm like, what the fuck? I feel like we just...
Yeah.
I feel like we should be mid-season, but we're not. We're the playoffs. So basketball, though, I don't know what the biggest storyline is this year. I think there's a lot you could choose from. I think there's good teams in the West that, well, supposedly good teams in the West that are playing mediocre. Suns, Lakers, Warriors.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're all old. Old guard. It's the new guard now, you know?
So let's start with the Lakers, because obviously, Lakers, it's the Lakers. Start with the Lakers. They're 19-19. They're 500. Just beat the Raptors last night, 103-102. The Raptors coach had a great rant. Fantastic rant. Because
super Eastern European. That was great.
I saw Darko at first. I was like, Darko Milicic? Like, I was like, didn't he just get drafted in like
04?
It was LeBron's year.
Yeah. No, and a lot of LeBron's the only one left from that class.
That's probably why he's so mad. but yeah, no, it was not. It was Rava Jovic or something like that. Nikola Jokic.
They're both Serbian, you know?
But that quote is just, you know, he's 26 or 23 free throws in the fourth quarter to. I'm trying to do Eastern
Europe. Maybe save free throws. Maybe save it.
You know, I'm just gonna do it. I'm just not gonna do. Not gonna do that. Yeah, 23 free throws in the fourth quarter to two, which is insane. That's a crazy amount.
It was funny. He was like, you know, if they were just gonna give up the Lakers the game. They should have told me ahead of time, and we wouldn't have showed up.
That was my favorite. Yeah, I was like, they want them to win the game? Let us know ahead of time. I did it. I did it anyway. You told me not to do the.
And you know what?
I shouldn't have done it.
That was bad.
Yeah. That's why you're not big in Serbia.
We might not be able to release this one.
Sorry. anyway. But yeah, the Lakers, the Warriors, and the Suns. Out of those three, who do you think is most likely to figure it out? Because they all have playmakers. Obviously, Warriors have Steph. Draymond's coming back if they don't trade him. He's still playing well. If you put all his personal crazy bullshit aside, he's still playing decent.
I did bust a triple single.
That's the problem, though. You don't put that to the side. Yeah. It keeps coming onto the court.
You would
and
think.
Punching people and choking them.
An indefinite suspension would do it, but I don't know. I don't know if it will. So, out of those three, who do you think is most likely to figure it out? Because right now, their seeds are like.
Yeah, they're all right.
9, 10, and 12.
Yeah.
So, barely in the
I'm going to say least likely is the Warriors. Yeah. I think it's just Steph right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's nothing else going on.
I agree.
Yeah, Clay's never looked the same since his injury.
Yeah.
Which I don't know.
And like you said.
I heard
people were cheering for that. Really sick.
I remember
some
that,
twisted
yeah.
puppies cheering for that injury.
I was gone. I wanted the Raptors to win. So I didn't think it was going to ruin his fucking career.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't ruin his career.
It wasn't even that injury. It was the one after it, directly after it, that really, really fucked it up.
Yeah, seriously.
The ACL, you come back from that. Achilles is pretty tough.
Didn't he get paid before the injury? Didn't he get his big paycheck before the injury?
I forget. They might have paid him. Or I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, sounds right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either way, the Warriors kind of, I mean, they're pretty... I feel generous with their contracts anyways because they gave Draymond a big one too.
Yeah.
I also think they had their one opportunity to kind of correct course with top three overall pick.
Yeah.
They flushed it.
They could have had Halliburton.
Yeah.
They could have had LaMelo Ball.
They took Wiseman.
Yeah. Who's not a Warrior anymore. He's a Piston. He's a Detroit Piston.
They had their chance to course correct and they are donezo.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Well, and they're not playing any of their young talent.
Yeah, Kuminga. I think Kuminga has something there. But
and Moody. He's pretty. They're both solid. You know, you got to give them some time over the old guard.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Clay.
Yeah, they're the 12th seed out of those three. So they're probably least likely.
Yeah.
Out of the other two, I think it depends on health because. Maybe not Devin Booker, but AD, LeBron, Kevin Durant, and Bradley Beal, all super injury prone.
Mm-hmm.
So I think whichever team stays healthy,
it's going to figure it out. The Lakers will make it because the NBA is going to make sure the Lakers make it.
That's
what Darko was getting at last night, dude. 23.
No. Sorry. All right.
It's enough margarita mix for you.
Yeah. It's the best margarita ever.
We're also seeing that time of the year where LeBron kind of turns it around.
Yeah.
They're going to make a trade, too, because he's
LeBron. He always gets a trade at the deadline.
Yeah. Whether it's LaVine or I don't even know who else would really be a different. I think they need another star. Because, like you said, the old guard. Honestly, LeBron, AD, Reeves, they're all playing well. Those are their top three players. They should. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, that's their.
But no one else really is.
Yeah. What's his face? Where's Well, they've been playing better now that he's back. Russell, D'Angelo
Russell.
But he's good.
Yeah. Hachimura's not doing that well. Vanderbilt's not doing that well.
Yeah, and yeah, they're studs from the playoffs last year.
Yeah, kind of Gabe Vincent is injured.
Well,
yeah,
I think some of those guys though are just like built for the playoffs. Yeah. They seem like really honed in on tendencies, and like that's why they're like dogs on defense. Yeah. So.
Well, AD and LeBron are the only two remaining members of their championship team.
Yeah.
The bubble ship.
That was interesting that they blew it up so fast.
That Mickey Mouse.
They had to.
Yeah.
It's not enough money.
Caruso was on the Bulls that very next year.
Yeah. Well, they made a mistake with that. Caruso's the best role player in the NBA.
I don't know if you're wrong. I don't think you are, though.
No, I know I'm not. You are.
Actual role player, not like the man who's getting starter minutes.
Yeah.
Well, it's your hero.
Oh shit. Yeah. And then the Suns.
I don't know. I don't like their makeup. I don't like Bradley Beal. I don't
like the depth after the KD trade. I think they'll be fine, but not serious. But yeah, I don't like their depth at all.
They don't seem like they're having a good time. They look miserable out there. And KD's saying he doesn't want to be traded. He said that in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And then fucking
gone. He always wants. He's a puppet master. He's trying to get his way to...
He probably wants to go back to OKC.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. He's down
to go there. Which would be a really smart move, but if he could pull that off, I'd...
Gonna go back to the Clippers, unite with all his old teammates.
Back to the Clippers?
Or not back to, but back to his Russ and...
Harden.
Russ and Harden. Yeah.
Get the three together?
Yeah.
That'd be a crowd.
No, dude. Clippers shouldn't do a damn thing. They're playing so well.
I was going to say, right they're well. Looking really good. Well, they always look great this time of year.
Oh, yeah.
To be fair, Kawhi usually doesn't play this time of year.
That's fair.
Usually comes back in April for a month or two.
Yeah, before his knee starts hurting again.
We'll talk about that and more when we get back. That was the intro. I forgot that I do intros. We got so into it so quickly.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to play that intro music, and we'll be right back. All right, everybody, and we're back. Episode 95, Feel Good Friday. Donnie and Griffin got the boys on. We talked about the struggling teams in the West. Let's talk about the good ones. We started talking about the Clippers, who, when that Harden trade first happened, it looked like the worst move ever. Mm-hmm. I'm not a huge Harden fan. I think he's one of the biggest divas in the NBA. He's great, but I don't know. I just don't like the divas. Mm. But they got it together. They really are putting it together,
I've just been a fan of the way Harden's been playing the past two years.
Yeah.
Just focusing on playmaking.
Yeah, he's definitely adapted to that facilitator role.
It's weird to say, especially because you just said diva.
Yeah.
He settled into that role so fast on the Clippers.
I wonder if he knew, like, he's like, all right, I've done this like three times. This has to be like, I have to fucking act right.
Uh-huh.
But then Ty Lue.
Good strip clubs in LA, so you know. he's on top of the world.
Check the home splits.
Ty Lue making some good calls too at coach, like getting Westbrook off the bench. I'm sure Westbrook doesn't like that, but you know, he's doing it. And then not playing Tucker at all, PJ Tucker.
Oh my gosh.
He's like, I'm sure Tucker hates that, but it's also like, dude, you're getting your check every 2 weeks, so just
stand in the corner. We're playing and make a three two times a game.
We're playing well, so shut the fuck up. Kawhi just got an extension. I saw on the way here.
Oh, did he really?
3 years, $152 million.
Okay. Damn.
I hope Finn is an athlete so bad. I want to be taken care of.
Do you think Finn could play in the NBA?
I don't know. 23 free throws.
It's not the right kind of white for that. You got to be more Eastern European.
I was going to say. I
start buying him some horses. Maybe he'll figure it out.
True. I have to. Well,
he could Finovich.
Finovich.
That's what I'm banking on for Aris. You know, like Guada's side is real tall, so I'm just hoping that he shoots up. They're Lithuanian. They love basketball over there and ice cubes. So,
if I'm being honest, I don't want him to get into football or hockey as much as I love those sports. But obviously,
why?
Expense and
Head trauma.
Yeah, or UFC. I don't want to get into UFC.
It's all about golf.
Yeah, dude, I was going to say golf. That's a good tennis. One. Tennis, you could take some, you know, take some balls to the face, but, you know.
That's any sport. Really. You get over that. Any sport with balls.
That's any sport.
Can go to your face.
That's any dive bar you go to.
Yeah.
So the Clippers doing well. They got it together. They're doing really well. T-Wolves.
Oh,
number
yeah.
one seed.
I love the
Only
T-Wolves.
10 losses on the season.
One of my
I feel like
friends
it's
who's a big T-Wolves fan. Got to give them a shout out. They're good. They're good. They could be for real this year.
I feel like it's almost too good for the Timberwolves because they've been such an awful franchise.
That's true.
Like something's going to happen. Ant-Man, I love Ant-Man. I think he might be my favorite player in the league. Outside of Kawhi, obviously.
I was going to say, and Kawhi.
Yeah, and Kawhi. Kiwi's my guy.
Who else did you recently? Jokic? No love for Big Honey?
I don't want my favorite player to be the best player in the league. I feel like that's like, it's like, you know, it's like LeBron's my favorite. It's like, yeah, everyone else too. I want something a little unique. Kawhi could be the best player, but
yeah,
you know, too many things
have
happened.
Yeah.
He can play. You know, it's 3 months of the year.
Yeah.
But yeah, T-Wolves look good. I don't know if they're for real, but.
They got some good chemistry, and I feel like they got all the pieces that you want. You got your number one and Ants. You got a great Robin and Cat, and then you got your defensive.
Gobert looks good.
Yeah.
I think he's made up for the COVID shit. For starting COVID. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing about sports. It doesn't matter what you do, so long as you play well, people will forget about it.
Exactly.
Pretty soon. Yeah, yeah. Giddy's going to be. He's been playing real well. People stop talking about that.
Yeah. Brandon Miller.
Carl Malone.
It's probably.
Carl Malone. Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis fucking
Lewis.
Murdered someone. So
yeah, dude.
Let's not forget. But
OJ.
I think he was done after that, but I don't know.
Well, yeah, he was retired for how long, you know?
Sorry, just burped on the best margarita of all time. Almost done. Anyway. Clippers, T-Wolves, Thunder.
Oh, Thunder, yeah, another, yeah, all the young Bucks.
SGA?
Yeah, he's looking like a young MJ out there.
SGA, I might put money on for MVP.
Okay,
I think he's
about that.
I think he's fourth right now. I think it's Embiid. Embiid's missed some time, so I don't know.
I think
Embiid, Jokic.
Embiid should get it. Because Jokic and Giannis both got punished for not performing in the playoffs, not winning a championship when they won their MVPs, and then like now they're disqualified from the MVP race. Like Embiid hasn't done shit in the postseason, so like why should he get another MVP?
Yeah,
but that's
I get that
for another.
Well,
once we start talking about the East, I guess. But
SGA though, man. Yeah. I think Luka's up there too. Luka's playing outrageous.
Yeah,
SGA. Really good. And he's almost like Kawhi-esque in that, like, no personality, really. Like, he doesn't do a lot of social media, doesn't really talk to the media, doesn't do much.
No,
he just goes out there, he plays ball. Just balls.
Balls, baby.
Then balls Lou Dort, the Dorter Chamber.
oh, God.
Jaden McDaniels, I believe is the name.
Chet. Oh, I was going to say, how could you not mention Chet?
Chet looks like a crackhead version of my brother-in-law. And I mean that respectfully.
He was 7, like, 2.
Yeah, I think crack gives you height. I don't know. I don't know the science. You're the doctor.
Yeah, that's true. Kids, if you want to get taller,
but yeah,
smoke crack.
If Chet keeps it up, he's rookie of the year over Wemby.
Yeah, I mean.
Opinion. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Wemby. That's a tough race because, I mean, Chet is doing it on a team that's actually winning, and he's doing it on crazy efficiency, whereas, like, Wemby will have better counting stats, but he's just...
He's the only guy on that team.
Yeah, he's on a trash team, and he's kind of just padding his stats.
Spurs are so bad, dude.
Yeah.
So bad. It's so sad, too. Because I like Pop.
Yeah.
And then there was that whole booing thing.
Hey, don't boo. We're not about that.
Yeah. It's like,
yeah, just
like, we want to talk about bad impressions. Right? That was your Popovich?
Yeah.
Don't boo. We're not about that.
He's from Minnesota. I've been watching a lot of Fargo lately. It's just what everyone is now.
But yeah, sad to see the Spurs doing so bad. Grizzlies are done. They looked like they had signs of hope, and then Ja.
Oh, yeah. He hurt himself, right?
Yeah.
Oh, for the
Abram,
year.
Yeah.
I think immediate like tweets were just immediately fired out. Like, was that a shooting hand? It's like, nice.
Oh, no.
Everyone makes that joke. But yeah, like even when he was healthy though, he dunked it and then he did like a shooting celebration. I'm like, this kid.
You know, it's good that you own it, you know?
I guess.
It's good branding.
Yeah, dude.
He's like, learn
though. He could get a partnership with the NRA or something when he retires. I don't know.
He's just going to be like a featured character in Call of Duty.
I think like Nicki Minaj is in there now or something.
Is she really in the video game?
I may have just picked that up. I thought I seen something on some social media.
Nice.
Yeah, dude.
Went by that game now.
I know, dude. Think
don't
about
ask why.
It's super easy to the hitbox with her fat ass, you know? Like, just,
it's just not very...
It doesn't count if you get the cheek. Like, yeah. It's like, that's so easy.
Yeah.
You have to get hip and up.
It's not a very efficient character to play as.
No.
But speaking of big asses,
it's gotta be weird now.
How about the Pelicans? Zion.
Multiple reasons why that's speaking of big asses, but Zion, dude, I was thinking Mariah Mills, but we're not gonna get into that.
Her too.
That was a fun time. That drama that was just nonstop. It seemed like something every day. Was
she
is she
pregnant? Does she have his baby yet?
I forgot that she was pregnant.
She didn't actually turn out? Yeah, probably not.
I don't know. Yeah.
I think she just released a video like a week or two ago. I didn't watch it.
Bummer.
About Zion. Not like her other video. Zion one.
I was going to say, she's released a lot of videos.
I don't know if you know. That's her whole thing.
She's in trouble. But, what's it called? Yeah, Pelicans are... I think they have to make a move. I don't think they're...
What seed are they?
They're in the playoffs right now? I think they're in the playoffs. I don't even know if they're in the play-in.
I think they're in play-in, though.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think the Lakers are... The Lakers and the... If they're in the play-in, they're 8, because I know the Suns and the Lakers are 9 and 10.
Okay.
Warriors are 12. Those are the only three. And then T-Wolves are 1. And,
They're 6. They're above the Mavs.
6?
Yeah. Well, they got the same record, but they probably... Or no, they have one less loss.
God, I really don't trust the Mavs, dude. I love Luka so much, and it just doesn't seem like it's ever going to work.
Like, I feel like we thought that around this, the same thing around this time last year, but then their depth, it's like the anti-LeBron.
Yeah.
Luka gives his all for the first few months, and then he's just burnt out for the last few months of the season.
And then they got rid of their depth for Kyrie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they got Lively
the second, I think.
Yeah, he's promising. Yeah. And then if him and Kyrie could ever, you know, stay on the court together for more than like 2 games at a time.
Yeah, seriously. I don't know. I want Luka to do well so bad. I love Luka. Not my favorite player, obviously, Kawhi.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I guess.
I think they might be one that needs to figure it out. They'll sneak in. Then there's the Kings. Kings are, I don't know.
Exciting. Yeah. Glass cannon basketball.
Oh, yeah, baby. We got to score 150 every time, otherwise we're losing.
Kings are, I don't even.
I like Fox. He's a lot of fun. And he's got a 3-point shot now, but I think he's pretty gassed.
Yeah.
Like, just in general from having to. He just runs around a lot.
I loved the Kings last year. This I'm already over them. I'm like, I don't know. Sure. Maybe they'll do it.
It's not a very efficient way to play basketball.
No, it's not.
The Nuggets, though. The Nuggets.
I mean, save the best for last. They're still my title favorites, I think. Oh, yeah. I mean, Jokic doesn't give a shit about the regular season anymore.
He doesn't.
He just had the one game... Maybe the last game they played or 2 games ago where he had like 6 points on like 2 shot or he was 2 for 3 or something, and 12 assists and however many rebounds. Like he's just out there, I don't know, wishing he was back in Serbia.
Like, but he's still performing magic, not caring.
Oh, I was gonna say he's still like a 3-pointer was. Oh, the logo 3-point. That was the most emotion I've seen from him.
Yeah, more than the championship that they won.
But then we were saying it in the group text. It was like, he's just happy he can go home.
Yeah, it's like, thank God, no overtime.
He's happy he's clocking out on time. But yeah, I love Jokic. if they repeat it, I wouldn't be upset with that. That's one I wouldn't be upset with the repeat. Honestly, they can win as many as they want because Jokic, big honey, dude. Like,
yeah.
Sure. Just that lack of, like, I don't know. He's the opposite of a diva, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, he goes out of his way to try to stay out of the spotlight. Right. And he just seems annoyed whenever anyone... Exactly. Like, did you know you're the first person to ever get this crazy stat line? Or the first one since Wilt, because it's always Wilt. But, oh, yeah. And he's like, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
We will see.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Bullet shots.
The give East? It up. What about the
Let's
East?
Let's move on over to the East. Get that. Let's talk about our Bulls right away. Yeah, playing better than I thought.
Yeah, we're playing right now. 17. Yeah.
Tied up. 41-41.
Young players are getting a chance to develop finally.
Yeah.
Out of the shadows.
Yeah,
Paul looks good. Kobe looks good. Kobe looks like he's coming to his own.
Yeah. More consistent, too. We've always seen flashes in the pan from him, but now he's starting to put it together for long stretches.
Yeah, I think they got to get rid of LaVine. I do.
Yeah, trade him for some picks or another player. I don't know.
If the Bears... If the Bulls do nothing at the deadline... That's later. Fuck, man. I'm such a fucking moron. If the Bulls do nothing... Yeah, look at that. First 19 games, 5-14. Last 19 games, 12-7.
Yep.
Defensive rating, 5th. That's Thibodeau ball right there.
All defense, baby.
They're just playing a lot better. And Kobe White, huge reason. He's got some Mandarin tattooed on his arm. Don't know what it means.
You sure probably, that's Mandarin?
Probably means get LaVine out of here, because he plays so much better without LaVine. I don't know. No, I'm not sure it's Mandarin. Yeah. From my studies.
Could you do a Mandarin accent for us real quick?
Goobles.
Oh, no. All right. Anyway.
And moving on.
Moving on from that.
Anyway. Yeah, I just feel like if the Bulls don't do anything by the trade deadline, it'd be weird, it'd be a bad move to not do.
Yeah, anything. I think it's time to get rid of LaVine. Move on, stick with the young core, try to get some picks and like build, I guess, the right way, finally. I don't know, they tried to do some flash-in-the-pan trades.
Uh-huh.
Didn't really work out for them. They tried.
Yeah. Drummond's playing great.
But and it does genuinely look like all their draft picks are when they are given the chance. So keep building through the draft.
Mm-hmm. Let them get some experience. You know, it takes a couple of years. Look at how long OKC was struggling there for a while now.
And then if you feel you're close, then you can make the trade a la Cleveland or something. Mm-hmm.
OKC should make a trade. If OKC makes a trade, they're probably contending. But then you risk ruining what they have right now.
Yeah, I don't think OKC should. No, you got to play
They're all
it out.
Under 24, aren't they?
Their
oldest player is probably SGA.
Not like a change, but like just like some veteran presence. Or
SGA,
like,
sorry.
Just like a Mike Conley or something like that. Like just some veteran there that's like, hey, you guys are great. I'm just here to like help you get even better.
Okay.
Mike Conley or maybe even like a Jordan Clarkson from the Jazz. I don't know why they would do that, but... Because, you know, the Jazz are...
I don't know. I don't think a Jordan Clarkson is like a veteran presence. Maybe he's just got a baby face.
He's got a baby face.
Yeah,
he's got a baby dick, too. I could say.
The slander on Jordan
Clarkson. I just said he's good.
Yeah, kind of. Baby dick.
I didn't really say it, but anyway. Bulls playing better than I thought.
You know, we're sticking right by the... We'll be a play-in team again, probably.
Hopefully. Yeah, because...
But one will feel better about them last year.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
A little bit. I hope.
It'll be a playoff team because some of the teams in the East are so fucking bad, like Washington and Detroit. Atlanta's playing really shitty.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
For about, what they have.
Yeah.
Like, Washington and Detroit, you kind of expect it.
Yeah.
But Atlanta, I thought, was going to be a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Snyder is the new coach. I'm like, oh, shit. He might be good for them.
I just feel like that team's kind of always had the writing on the wall for them.
Yeah.
I don't think Trey and DeJounte are going to work. Maybe a trade there.
Yeah. Oh, I seen some that they were talking about trading DeJounte back to the Spurs.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, it'd help Wemby a lot. He needs a point guard who can just throw him the ball.
And I feel like I was never a fan of the DeJounte move.
Yeah.
You have such a good point guard in Trey.
Yeah.
We all know how I feel about Trey.
Yeah. Just very ugliest player in the league?
Pretty ugly.
Yeah.
Defense.
Just that wet lollipop that rolled around on the carpet. That hair.
Where is he ranked compared to...
Clay?
Yeah.
He's uglier.
Okay.
I don't know how the rankings
are. What about Derek White? Now that he's bald.
Derek White. You know, he almost looks weird. He almost looks worse. Derek White.
I don't think he looks worse.
I think he looks better bald.
I do get what you mean. There's a little bit of uncanniness to it.
He is an odd looking dude.
Well, it's the baldness. It's
the ears.
Baldness with the goatee or whatever he has that, I don't know, it throws me off. It's a long face with the goatee. I don't know. I don't like looking at it. Tell you that much. But yeah, those are probably top three right now still. But
okay.
No one on the Bulls. Everyone on the Bulls is great looking. Especially Caruso. Anyway.
So we got the Celtics, number one.
Speaking of favorites, Derek White.
Still?
Derek White, Jrue Holiday. If Porzingis stays in, that's my pick. If the Celtics. If Porzingis stays healthy.
For to win?
Yeah.
Pennant win it all?
If Porzingis stays healthy.
I really like
it. All or the East?
It all.
It all.
I think they could beat Denver with
I really like Porzingis. Jrue on their team, too.
Jrue and Derek White are two of the best defensive players in the league, and they're fucking killing it. And Tatum still, and Jaylen Brown is, he's almost not irrelevant, obviously, but no one really talks about him anymore. Like, he was the
number two.
Now they have so many people.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's still probably number two, but he's just a less good number two than, like, their number three is a number three. Tatum is a number one. Porzingis, I guess, is their number three now.
It's crazy, but yeah, they're really
fun. Porzingis is really good. Zingus Pingus, baby.
Zingus Pingus. Zingus Pingus.
Big Jrue fan, too. So.
Yeah, me too. So I feel like they've actually, I mean, they lost Smart, right?
Yes.
And then, and then they've upgraded. They got an even better defensive guard, even though he didn't win Defensive Player of the Year or whatever. But I think he's a more versatile and like better point guard and everything, too.
Definitely.
Especially when you don't expect him to score, because that was his main problem in the Bucks. Is like he's not really a great number three. He's not like a great scoring, point guard. But
doesn't need to be here.
Yeah, exactly. They got so many weapons that he can really just thrive on his defense, and
that's where he works best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you got the Bucks. Dame time. No,
I think they have enough defense to get it done.
Yeah, that's fair.
I just don't. I mean, they have Giannis, they have Portis, and they have Lopez, but I just don't.
They don't have guard defense.
I think
it's
enough. Yeah, I think. Yeah, like fully healthy. Fully healthy. Celtics beat them. Philly beats them. Heat beat them.
Okay.
Philly and too? The way the Knicks are playing.
Really?
I wanted to say about the Knicks. They've been pretty hot since they got
OG. I didn't think that trade. I thought it was when OG the Haliburton. When the Haliburton Sabonis trade happened, or it was Hield and Haliburton for Sabonis. No, Sabonis and Hield for Haliburton.
Yeah,
I fucking forgot. But
I think that's right.
I was like, this is nothing. Like, this is irrelevant. I don't know who got the better end of that deal, because the Kings are obviously still great. Not great, but they're in the hunt. They made the playoffs last year. It was huge. But Haliburton looks so good.
Oh well, the Pacers got the best player. Like, Haliburton's the best of,
Also, I don't think anyone expected the Kings to do the right move in knowing that Fox and Haliburton wouldn't work together.
Yeah.
They needed a different player to work with Fox.
Yeah.
Did you see Hallie's...
Which is crazy that the Kings got that part of it right.
Yeah, right?
his splits the other day?
Oh, yeah, he did the... That's, yeah, and then they carried him out and everything.
Because that's probably some groin injury. Yeah. That's scary.
I think it's a grade one hamstring strain. So... It's not that bad of an injury, all things considered. You might just be suffering from a little bit of LBS, but little bitch syndrome.
Yeah. He's got that little bitch. He's got a little bitch face. I know that
because he got carried off and everything, but he should be good in a couple of weeks.
They're the kryptonite for the Bucks this year. The Bucks cannot beat the Pacers. It's almost funny at this point.
And then the one time they did, they wouldn't even give Giannis his game ball, right?
Yeah. Giannis sprinting down that tunnel was fucking terrifying. Like, can you imagine just
6'11"
that just coming at you?
Yeah.
If you're at the end of that tunnel.
Do a Giannis impression. Give me the ball.
Oh, gimme this mine.
Some Borat.
This is my ball.
Very nice.
This is the best game of my career. I get ball. Oh. I should be MVP. Mine.
Oh my gosh.
Heat
So talking about the Heat.
We barely talked about the Heat. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you're right.
They didn't talk about the Sixers yet.
Yeah, we didn't talk about the Sixers.
They got guy coming up.
Fucking, they got another one, dude. The Heat with the Hawkins or whatever. Dude, like, he's solid.
He's good.
They did it again. Yeah, they always do that. And then Spoelstra just got his extension, which I read about. They gave him the 120 mil extension after his divorce was finalized. Yep. Such a real move.
Them
right
some
there.
Bros.
Such a real move. Like, hey, bro, we got you. She's getting none of this. Don't worry. We're going to wait. Yep. That's so cool. But yeah, the Heat.
Heat culture, baby.
Heat culture.
Can't that's be beat.
It's a Miami thing. Yeah, no, it's. I don't know. The Heat are just never dead. The Heat are never dead. Not with Spoelstra and Butler is still playing out
Jimmy
his mind.
Buckets.
Remember when he was
heroes?
On the Bulls? Remember when he was on the Bulls? I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that too. That was good. Now we blew it up.
Yeah. For that guy, for fucking LaVine. But he just, I don't know, just put us up by 10, so whatever, it worked out.
Against the Rockets in a regular season game.
So we didn't talk about the Rockets. We didn't talk about the Rockets in the West, but it doesn't matter.
He only has 6 points.
We just saw half of them.
Wow. Right,
damn.
Anyway, we're doing commentary on this game. But
Sixers?
So Sixers, yeah, Embiid playing out of his mind.
He is. Maxey
looks good. Yeah, I don't know. I could see him doing it, but I just think...
I see him do it, I've just got zero faith in him.
Especially like with how good the Celtics are.
You saw them beating the Bucks in the playoffs. I just...
Yeah, I don't see that.
Until it happens.
Yeah, I guess... I guess, I mean, you put Lopez on Embiid and... I don't know. What?
Oh, well, Dame time, come the playoffs. I'm still a Bucks believer, man. I want to see Dame.
In the playoffs, actually have a run in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Good team around him. But
I think it'll come down to the two green teams in the East, Celtics and Bucks.
Okay. That's not what you said a second ago, but.
Yeah. I said
we'll pretend like it happened that way.
You said that you could see
the
Bucks.
Everyone will beat the Bucks.
I said I could see them beating the Bucks.
Not that they would. Okay.
That's like fair. I wouldn't be surprised if the Bucks lost to the Heat or the Sixers.
That's true. It's probably going to be the Heat again.
I'd be surprised
if
the Bucks lost to like the Magic or the Bulls.
That's fair.
But the way the Knicks are playing, I could see the Knicks beating them too. Like
the Knicks have been looking good.
The Knicks are playing great since that trade. Yeah, that's another one that I thought was irrelevant. Because it was basically OG for RJ Barrett.
And then what's his face? He has it quickly.
Quickly. I knew it was an Ickley.
Yeah. Klee.
Yeah, likely. Quickly. Yeah. I knew it was one of those.
No, that's a great trade for the Sixers because OG's one of the other best.
Knicks. Said Sixers.
Oh, yeah, sorry. The Knicks.
No, it's okay.
He's one of the other best role players in the league, too. Yeah. OG. He's just great defense.
That's a Tibbs kind of guy, dude.
Yeah, it really is.
Markenstein's playing well.
He can play 40 minutes a game.
Julius is playing. Like, they're all. I call him Julius.
Yeah, you're on a first name basis. Yeah. Well, I mean,
me and old
it's
Randall.
Fine. Once he's same as, or not Embiid, whoever, in the playoffs, we'll see how he does in the playoffs. Randall.
Lamar Jackson.
We'll get to that later.
Yeah. Other than that, the Magic looked good. They're kind of cooling off, though. They got destroyed by the Timberwolves last night.
Yeah.
That's just a nice story.
Yeah.
They'll make the playoffs, get some experience.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all super young.
Yeah. I feel like they kind of were in the same position last year, too. They kind of, like, around midseason, they got, like, real hot, and people were like, oh, look at them go. Mm-hmm. And then they kind of fizzled. I kind of see the same. I mean... I think they'll make the playoffs this year, but...
Yeah, you're seeing a lot more consistency out of those young guys, like...
Oh, yeah, the Nets are such a
boring
team.
Banchero, there we go. Banchero.
Banchero.
I got a little
Banchero.
Banchero and Wagner.
Wagner.
Wagner. Banchero and Wagner. That's just... Oh, man, what names.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
The Cavs and the Nets, man, they're those two teams that are... To me, they're just so boring... But they could beat you on any given night.
Yeah, I thought the Cavs would be better than they are.
They're also
more exciting.
Kind of banged up too.
Yeah, that's fair.
No Winnie's good. Yeah,
but
Garland.
But Garland, speaking of the West, lack of depth. There it all is on the Nets.
Yeah, seriously.
Got all the role players you could ever want.
The Nets, but I could see the Nets going for LaVine. I think the two most likely trades I saw were the Nets and the Hornets. And the Hornets, it was going to be like Rozier and Hayward, I think. Yeah. Which I'm like, they're great for the 5 minutes that they play, you know.
Yeah, another, even great. I don't know. It's,
you know, oh, yeah, not great. Yeah, great was very strong.
Yeah, no, but it's not 2015 anymore. I don't know if Gordon Hayward can play. But
yeah. But yeah. Okay. Hornets are bad. Wizards are bad. Pistons are bad.
Yeah.
Hawks aren't doing well.
No. Nets. Who would we get from the Nets? Claxton or something? I want some Claxton.
Mikal Bridges.
I don't think they're going to give up. I'd do that in a heartbeat.
But, no, I don't know. I don't know. That's just one that I saw that I was like, yeah, I could see it, I guess.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I don't know.
So, right. Picks?
Let's do our championship pick. Well, I already did mine. It's if healthy. If they stay healthy, like, especially if Porzingis stays healthy, I'm going with the Celtics.
Okay.
If Porzingis out gets hurt, East. Yeah. No, to win it all.
But, but let's, you know, okay, West, East, you know.
If Porzingis stays healthy, I'm going with the Celtics out of the East. If he doesn't, I think this... Fuck. I'm just going to stick with the Celtics. Out of the East and Clippers out of the West.
Ooh, Clippers out of the West. You're always a Clippers.
Yeah,
Clippers guy.
I'm a Kawhi guy, dude.
Yeah.
I'll suck him off, dude.
What's the series go?
You seen his hands, dude?
Yeah, they're massive.
Can you imagine what's below? You know?
I mean, it'd be a shame if it's...
A little high. Well, it probably almost touches his feet, but I don't know how he like wraps it up for the games. Anyway.
But just think, even if it's above average, I mean, with those hands, it's just going to look small in those hands, you know?
Yeah, maybe I want to look small, dude. Maybe it's what I'm into. Yeah. Little tiny dick.
Celtics. That's a really fun final.
Celtics and six.
But I don't think it'll happen.
No, Celtics and six for me.
You just bet two teams to be healthy that are never healthy.
No.
Yeah. Well, so we go. Celtics, Clippers, Celtics and six.
Okay.
Donnie.
I got the Nuggets in the West.
Uh-huh.
Still got them. The East. The East is tough, you know. I'm gonna go Bucks. Going Bucks.
Yeah.
That's what my that's.
You could probably see any team.
That's what my heart says, but also the Heat are probably gonna make it again, just because I don't know what the fuck goes on with the Heat and why they play so well in the playoffs. And now they got.
They're just the Michael Myers of the league.
Yeah.
The serial killer, not the actor.
Mm. And then
you think they're dead, and then they're back.
Yeah.
They're back
again. Every year.
Yeah. Griffin almost got in a fight when we were in Indy. Not really, but like we were chanting it. Like these group of kids wanted the Celtics to win, and then they won, and then Griffin was just like, "Heat in seven." And it was like, I was like, "All right,
here we go."
Your passion, I love your passion.
Yeah, and it was Heat in seven, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. That's right.
It's not shit talking if you're just correct.
It's called stating a fucking fact.
Yep. Foresight, baby.
Foreskin, baby.
And then, I got the Nugs. Nugs in five.
Nugs beating the Bucks in five?
Yep. Fair. Jokic is unstoppable.
Big, I like it. Huh? This is kind of where I was leaning to. I think it'll be 12s, Nuggets out of the West.
12s.
The inexperience gets to them when the Nuggets take them down.
Oh, I was going to say, wait, those are two teams on the West.
Yeah.
So the Nuggets take them.
Yeah. I'm just staying one side right now. Yeah. I like to create a story for my matchups.
Yeah, dude, you just jumped right into it. You're just like, Celtics, they win it all.
Well, because I said it earlier, so I didn't want to be like, people know the ending already. It's Tarantino-ing it.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
go ahead.
Just go backwards or jump around.
Jump around.
Yeah. So who do you got in the second round? Of the East. Just jumping around.
Bulls, Celtics. Celtics win.
I think I like the Bucks out of the East too.
Yeah,
they're going to see them make the playoffs, and I think Dame's going to turn it on for the playoffs, and everyone's going to be like, Oh my gosh.
That's why they got him.
We forgot about him.
Yep. He doesn't miss.
They can make some defensive move too, like at the trade deadline. I guess I don't know who they'd pick up, but there's probably someone out there.
Outscore him.
They could probably get Caruso, if I'm being honest. Like,
yeah, Giannis for Caruso, I think that's pretty fair.
Are the Bulls playing well enough where they don't want to like sell the team? They just probably want to move LaVine and that's it. They're 17-21.
I think you want to acquire assets to retool.
Yeah.
With young guys playing well, you don't want to hurt their flow and sell everyone around them.
Yeah.
You want to see what they can do, but with more young guys, I think.
I was going to say, and Caruso's that glue. He's that glue guy.
Yeah. I know they were talking about, when they were talking about LaVine to LA, they were like, the Wolves were like, we want Austin Reeves or no deal. And I was like, fuck yeah, dude. I hope we get Reeves. Reeves and Caruso?
But, and then get Gordon Hayward, too.
You're talking about Steven Adams.
Bill Simmons brought it up. He was saying
Rashad Mendenhall in shambles right now. Yeah,
any other opposing team is in trouble. It was Luke Kennard and Steven Adams for LaVine, and I was like, I'm not mad at it. Anyway, all right, we are going to take another break. When we get back, we're going to talk some football because we got playoffs coming up. Boy. Playoffs are decided. The picture is painted. All right, everybody, and we're back. Episode 95, Feel Good Friday. FGF, got the boys with me. Talked about basketball. Let's talk about some football. We're going to talk about some football because the playoffs are upon us several days now. It's playoff season. It's my favorite time.
Oh, yeah. Wild card weekend?
Wild card weekend's so much fun. I say this about multiple times of the year. There's like the time where there's like the World Series going on and football's mid-season and then there's basketball and hockey and I'm like, this is the best time of the year. But playoff football, that might be the real best time of the year.
Yeah.
Just saying. Wild card weekend and then the first divisional round, it's great. It's just so much meaningful football and it's usually the best product on the field because those are the playoff teams. But you do have teams like the Bucks this year who, like, if this was like college, I feel like the Saints would have gotten in over the Bucks because the Saints were playing way better football towards the end of the season.
Yeah, but they don't got Baker.
See Baker practicing with a Zen in his pocket? Baker, Bucks by 30. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're playing the Eagles, so probably.
Yeah. It's Leninism.
Let's talk about the playoffs in a second. First, Bears. I mean, Black Monday with all the coaches getting fired.
Yeah.
Mike Vrabel got to be the most shocking.
Mm-hmm.
I think Vrabel's more shocking than Pete Carroll.
I personally would go Pete Carroll.
I just think Pete Carroll. He's like.
Why? Because he's old?
He's old.
Well, I think it was more of a.
You can't kick her out. She's too old.
Because he's still staying on the team as like an advisor role. So I think that's the only thing that makes it more of a mutual agreement. I don't know.
I heard they were giving him that option. I didn't know that he was for sure staying.
Oh, maybe. Maybe that's.
I just think Vrabel is such a good coach. And to have the success that the Titans did, obviously not this season, but they were like the one seed that one year with fucking Tannehill. Essentially no receivers until they got Hopkins this year.
Yeah.
But then they had quarterback issues.
Well, they had A.J. Brown for a minute.
They did.
And then they gave him away. For nothing.
No, he's hurt. So, out of all the positions available, and the Bears are not one of them because they're fucking hiring...
The Floose, baby.
Dweeber Floose. Will you like the Floose?
No.
Okay, good.
Absolutely not.
I'm happy they fired Getsy, but it's not enough. I wanted
to get rid of
him. Eberflus gone as well.
Okay, he's a real... He's just a piece of shit with his slick back hair.
That's pushback. We all know it.
He's a cat guy, too. He's not a dog guy. He's a cat guy.
He looks like the type.
He said it in an interview. He's like, you dog guy or cat guy? And he was like, cat guy. And I was like, no Super Bowl for us.
Seems like he's the type of dude that would just say that, like, unsolicited, too. Just like he walks up to the podium. What's up? Cat guy.
Cat guy. What? Don't worry about it. So,
cat guy.
About the game plan. Yeah. But yeah, so I don't know. Another year of mediocrity. Obviously, the question that everyone talks about all the time as a Bears fan, what are we going to do in the draft?
Yeah, dude, this is actually our, best time of year. You know,
every year, yeah. Every fucking year.
We're off-season Super Bowl champs. Justin Fields going for his second off-season MVP in a row.
I just when he gets traded to Atlanta, and then yeah. Everyone's like, "Oh, he's got real weapons now. Now he'll win MVP."
Yep.
I don't even know what to think of his last game because he got hurt, and then they put him back in right away. They took him out for one play.
Oh, the concussion.
Yeah, they took him out. And then they put Peterman in for one play, tossed it off, and then Fields was back on. And Romo was joking. He was like, well, Peterman already out, but that was a great toss by Peterman. Yeah. Job well done. But yeah, I don't – like, normally Bears fans, they always have the answers. It's like, all right, we need to do this, this. I have no fucking idea. Like, I don't know if – I've seen really good stuff from Fields. I've seen really bad stuff from Fields. Caleb Williams, it's a huge risk. Like, everyone says he's generational. They said that about T-Law. He was injured this year, but overall, he's been underwhelming, I'd say.
I mean, he
had the comeback win against the Chargers, but Brandon Staley. He should have been fired immediately after that game, and he wasn't for some reason. He had a whole other half a season to coach. Yeah, but
ride, baby.
Anyway, I don't know. I have no idea what the Bears should do.
What do you want them to do? What do you want? What do you want? You want a quarterback?
Judging by your basketball takes earlier, you want Drake May over Caleb Williams?
Brock Bowers, Drake May. And then, yeah, just...
Who's the white cornerback coming out this year?
Deshaun Cooper. Deshaun Cooper?
Something like that. Yeah. It's Deshaun, I think. I don't know.
Cooper Deshaun.
Yeah.
So, Cooper Deshaun.
Yeah, it's French.
I think there's... All right, so the options are basically like trade Fields, get a second-round pick, draft Caleb first, and then maybe Romo Dunze is available at 9, or are they 9 or 8?
9.
9. Maybe he's available there. You possibly get, you know, a solid wide receiver 2. Mm-hmm. Or... keep Fields, trade the first pick, go back 3, you get Marvin Harrison Jr., and then you get yourself a lineman, offensive or defensive at 9. I don't know. Like, I've been telling people, because at work I get asked all the time, it's like, what do you think the Bears should do? And it's like, I got no fucking idea. I really don't know. I think whatever they do, they're going to fuck it up. Because that's just the Bears. That's just what they do. Despite how promising they look towards the end of the season, except for the game against the Packers. We'll talk about it, but
can argue they already effed it up with the coach.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, they already started.
Started down that path already.
Bears fans are already fucking pissed. So I don't know.
Especially with all the talent at head coach, you know, coming out.
Yeah.
This year.
Do you think there is, though? I'm not really sold on it. I think there's a lot of guys with...
Vrabel or Harbaugh. Like,
I don't think Harbaugh's come.
Yeah, that's
not anymore because we got Eberflus, but I could see.
Well, it's not. I don't think he's coming to the NFL. I think we're gonna do the yearly. I might.
Yeah.
Hey, Michigan, give me more money. I might.
I think he's done, dude. He got his natty. He brought Michigan like beating Ohio State 3 years in a row. Got the natty.
Why give that up though? You're king of the world, and it's
because he wants to.
With name recognition alone, you can keep that going for 15 more years.
If he gets a Super Bowl. He could hold it over his brother.
Yeah, his brother will always have the head-to-head, though.
Yeah.
That's fair. It's like Mahomes and Brady.
Yeah, no matter how many. He wins.
But I think Ben Johnson's, like, the only clear-cut candidate. I think you have a lot of, like, these one-year coordinators. So it's just, like, 1 year is just not enough. Like, Bobby Slowick from the Texans.
Yeah.
Mike McDonald from the Ravens. Mm-hmm. Or some of the other big ones that are, like, a little scary.
Yeah. I mean, maybe Bill Belichick.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
You know?
Dude.
I think with the amount of open positions and the amount of actually, like, years-long pedigreed head coaching candidates, it might not be that good. But then again, some of these one-year guys could also be just fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll count on Bobby Slowick. He was there in the 2012 Redskins staff. It's worked for everyone else.
Yeah, they're just most stacked assistant.
He's probably great.
Yeah, honestly.
I know right now the Chargers have the best odds to land Bill Belichick.
Yeah,
it's crazy for a coach not fired. Didn't it slip to the Atlanta recently too?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. I can see him.
Bill Belichick in Atlanta is it's just funny.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Last time I was with Cody, old Cody Lamb, he said it was a done deal.
Who?
Belichick to the Chargers. Oh. That's what he said.
He's got some inside knowledge, too.
As far as possible. I don't know. I'm not ruling anything out. The guy says some takes that I'm like, he must know something.
Uh-huh.
Bold. Anyway. All right, let's talk about the playoffs. So that's what everyone wants to be here for. You know, it's all about the playoffs. So, Griffin, you got the playoff picture on your phone, right?
Yep.
Do you want to go just matchup or seeds?
Oh, we could do matchup, just wild card matchups. We could.
We can do wild card. Yeah. Let's do
and the wild. And then at the end, give our picks for everything.
Yeah. Well, so we're gonna do wild card matchups. Then let's just get Ravens and Niners out of the way. Like we know
they're gonna win their wild card matchups.
Yeah, they're
against
gonna,
nobody.
They're gonna lock up that W.
That's true.
Move on to the divisional round. Oh. Easy peasy.
Yeah. All right. So good talk about the Niners, right?
Yeah. Niners. Go Lamar.
Yeah, Lamar's got to prove it, dude. Lamar's got to prove he can do it in the playoffs.
So first
I think they'll get the dub, but I think he might throw zero touchdowns this weekend.
Yeah, he's probably going to have a bad stat line. But same with Purdy. Anyway.
So first one we got are Browns-Texans.
Browns-Texans. This is a game where I think the Browns should win, but wouldn't be surprised if they lost because they're the Browns. But that defense is so fucking good.
Joe Flacco has never lost in the wild card.
Flack that
weekend.
Ass up.
Oh, playoff my God. Dragon, baby.
Yeah.
He's unstoppable.
He's one of those guys that, yeah, he's going to throw him and Josh Allen. They're like, they're going to throw a couple turnovers, but they're also going to get you points.
Like, did you just put Flacco on the same tier as Josh Allen?
In that aspect.
Hey, man. Who has more Super Bowl wins?
True. Yeah, Griffin. There's Flacco, Eli Manning, Josh Allen.
Actually, Eli's first, but I get you.
If you're just counting rings, but but I mean, if you're going off looks, then well, yeah, then Eli. I don't know. Very, very hard to look at. But anyway, so we got Browns Texans.
Texans is so at home, good. Division winners.
Oh yeah, the Texans are at home.
They are at home.
Fuck, that's right. Yeah, see, CJ Stroud comes in and clinches the division. That's fucking nuts.
Mm-hmm.
That kid's good. If Tank Dell was still playing, and if Damian Pierce played up to the potential that he should have played at, I would have the Texans winning. But
I do think Singletary's filled in nicely.
He has.
He's looked good.
He has. I traded him. Traded him to you, right? Yeah, we talked about this.
Never started him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I
started Watson for 2 games, and he did great. And then he got hurt again, and he was done.
Classic Watson.
Christian Watson. Yeah. Classic Watson. So, I got Browns. That defense is just so good that I just feel like it's going to be too much for CJ Stroud. But also, God, I feel like he's surprised me so far.
So. I feel like this is maybe one of the harder games to predict. Mm-hmm. I think this is just going to be an ugly game.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Somebody's going to squeak by.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's in Houston, so that's in a dome, right? So that's not a weather game.
I mean, it's in Houston anyway, so even if it's not in a dome.
Well, yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
But yeah, it's going to be warm.
Yeah.
I got the Browns for that one. I think Joe Cool's playoff experience, and then, I mean, that defense is just nasty. Myles Garrett, he's going to feast. CJ Stroud's good, but I think it's, you know, he overachieved so far, and I think he's got a great future ahead of him, but I think they're, you know, year or two away. Yeah.
The Browns still had Nick Chubb, I think they'd
be favorites.
They'd be my Super Bowl favorites because Nick Chubb is so fucking good, and Joe Flacco wouldn't have to do as much. Jerome Ford's been playing solid, but
he's no Chubb.
He's no Chubb, dude.
He's no Chubb.
No one's no Chubb.
Yeah, yeah. I lean Browns too, but I do think it's going to be ugly, and I wouldn't be shocked.
Yep, with the home team.
Leaning Browns, but Texans could surprise because CJ Stroud is that dude.
Mm-hmm.
And the Texans got them, not us, not the Bears.
Then we got Dolphins Chiefs.
Dolphins Chiefs in Kansas City, where it's going to be like 5
negative
degrees.
Negative five.
Holy fuck!
I think I think the Dolphins are the better team, but I think I might give it to KC just on conditions alone.
Yeah. I was gonna say going Dolphins. From sunny 70 degrees Miami to -5 degrees is.
Dolphins are a warm weather team, man.
Yeah.
Those bright uniforms, they're not meant for the snow.
It's a tough ask, yeah.
Well, and if they wear the all whites, you know, then they could blend in with the snow. Where am I?
Dude, that team that I'm
assembling. And they're so fast, you know. Speaking of the team's so fast.
And that, I think that only plays up to the Chiefs' strengths because, you know, cold weather games are defensive games. And
yeah.
And I mean, Chiefs Pacheco, Pacheco runs so fucking angry. But I guess running game was pretty equal. Mostert and Achane. And then,
Seen something on social media where it says Pacheco runs like someone who bites.
Pacheco gives me real Luis Suarez vibes. That's all I'm going to say.
I like that take.
Looks like a chomper.
I think this playoffs it's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Protect your ears.
Yeah, dude. Look out.
Miami defensive players.
I got Chiefs, too. I mean, they got Mahomes, too. We didn't even mention Mahomes. But no one can catch on their team, so.
Rashi Rice. They finally got a one. He's more like a two, though.
Yeah.
I'm going Dolphins because I think Tyreek Hill's going to go off. I think this is a big, like, hey, you fucked up. Like, you had me and you fucked up.
You think Tua's going to be able to get him the ball?
If Waddle, if all their guys are healthy, it all comes back to health.
I mean, yeah.
I think they're one of the least healthy teams. I think they have 50% of their O-line is out, Chris Jones is just, their defense is messed up. Bradley Chubb just tore something.
Yeah, ACL.
Yeah.
Their line is in shambles, which, if you can get pressure on Tua, I think that's game over. And they create pressure really well.
That's the great thing about having Tyreek Hill, though. Like, you don't need that long. Because he'll be fucking down the field. But I don't know. He also, Tua does not protect Tyreek Hill at all. He throws into, situations where Tyreek Hill is going to get fucked up, dude.
Yeah. Tua
happened in the fucking Bills game.
Of the most anticipatory passes. And that's why he throws turnovers, because he's
you're going to be there, right?
He's four steps ahead, and it's just everything changes.
Yeah, real quick. Real quick in the NFL. It's
a boon and a bane. Mm-hmm. The heck out of it.
The only thing for the Chiefs is I feel like they have... This is a year that they actually have doubters. Like last year, Travis Kelce was like, oh, everyone doubted us.
Yeah.
I was like, no one doubted you last year. This year, people doubt him. Because of just how bad it's been, but...
Yeah, they haven't been good this year.
Yeah, I don't think they'll make it far.
No, even if they get past the Dolphins, I don't think they're making it past...
Ravens?
Especially without...
Definitely not past the Browns. Or the Bills.
The Bills, the Bills are hot at the right time, so let's move on to the next matchup.
Steelers-Bills.
Yeah.
I just don't... With TJ Watt.
No TJ Watt, yeah.
Yeah. What, TJ Watt? You don't believe in Mason Rudolph?
All right, you laugh.
I mean, he's better than who they have.
But outside of that Browns game where Myles Garrett almost killed him, he was not that awful of a quarterback. You go back and look, that game was really bad. He threw four picks. The whole thing. But he's showing why, he's in the NFL. You know, he's playing solid. And
I mean, he's better than Pickett and
Trubisky.
Mitch.
Mitch. But it's not enough. It's not enough to beat the Bills. I don't because the Bills have been in the playoffs for the past 5 weeks.
Yeah,
it's literally been win every game.
And now they got the second seed somehow too.
That's such an insane fucking story. The fact that they could have, if they lost, they might have missed the playoffs.
Yep, to being the second seed.
Yeah,
that's pretty. That's nice. And Josh Allen, great.
Yeah. Oh, looking great.
Oh yeah, dude.
Him and Joe Flacco, dude. Two peas in a pod. Same guy, essentially.
Yeah, I mean, if you just took away all the athleticism, Joe Flacco's just like Josh Allen.
I got Bills.
Yeah,
got
that
Bills.
One's pretty, that's, I'd say...
open and shut.
Yeah.
Just because, no TJ Watt. Steelers squeaked in. They're playing great. They won out their season, but no TJ Watt. TJ Watt's arguably the defensive player of the year, so you take him out. It's I wouldn't have faith in the Browns if they didn't have Myles Garrett.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's like Joe Flacco. They had to play Deshaun Watson. Which, by the way, if the Browns make the Super Bowl, cut Deshaun Watson right before. Don't let him get a ring.
I think you still get a ring if you're there for eight games.
I think they get to decide.
He didn't play it.
It's true.
They're like, oh, do you want one? No.
No ring for you.
That'd be great. They'd go from zero to hero real quick if they did that. Get a lot of positive press. That's for sure.
Next matchup.
It's Packers and Cowboys. Oh, man. I know, I just hate both teams so much.
I mean, obviously you hate the Packers more.
Yeah, I do.
You should, at least.
No, I do.
So I guys. Did, I did a thing where it's a win-win for me.
Yeah, either way, one of them's going home.
Well, no. No, the Cowboys, I don't like the Cowboys, but I don't have a problem with them. Whatever. Okay. I like CeeDee Lamb a lot. What were you going
to say? I was going to say, the Cowboys are just a really hard team for me to figure out, because everything I hate about them is everything that surrounds them. Yeah. I genuinely like their team a lot.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I don't like Jerry Jones. I don't like their fans. I don't like the way they're talked about in the media.
McCarthy.
I don't like the way I can't turn on the TV without them being one of the games in my face.
Yeah. 4 o'clock is, or 3 o'clock is just owned by the Cowboys. Yeah. Just the only team that's ever on.
But, like, they are a fun team to watch. Dak is great. I love CeeDee.
CeeDee's great.
Yeah, Dak's got a
few Micah Parsons.
Love Micah Parsons.
Dak had the season of his life, and he's still not getting MVP because Lamar is insane.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, thank you. I played Donnie for third place, and he sat Lamar.
Yeah, I'm a fool.
And he put
5 touchdowns.
I'm a foolish fool.
It happens, dude. If I would have played Saquon the week before, I would have beat Kevin, but here we are. Anyway.
Yeah. So I got the Cowboys there.
Yeah, my win-win is that I put $25 on the Packers to win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So either the Packers don't win the Super Bowl and I don't win any money, or the Packers win the Super Bowl and I get $2,500.
Is it really that much?
It's like plus 10,000 odds or something like that. It was insane.
Huh.
So, this is win-win.
Are you going to become a Packers fan after that?
No. I'm going to pay, I'm going to slip Goodell that $2,500. I'm going to be like, hey, let's get rid of the Packers. And we'll just be like, thank you for the toilet paper.
Yeah, this is worthless.
It's like when David Tepper got fined $300,000.
That's a pretty good fine, though. I thought it was going to be like $25,000 for chucking a drink on a fan.
So they did the math. For David Tepper, $300,000 fine is, to the average American, like $1.75.
Yeah.
Which is nuts.
I don't like to think about that.
Yeah. I don't like to think about that.
But usually it's 10 cents.
Progress.
Silver
lines. That's probably worth the fine, though. That's probably so satisfying to throw your drink at someone.
Uh-huh. Literally, fuck you money, just no consequences for any of my actions.
Too much right now.
Nope.
Not right here. So I got Cowboys, even though I bet the Packers to make the Super Bowl, because I don't think my bet's going to work out, but if it does.
Yeah. Well, they're crazy at home, too. They've already defeated this year at home. They're just, I think they're an all around much better team than the Packers. I don't know. I really hope Jordan Love is in it, because that's going to be disappointing.
Kind of looks like it, dude. Kind of looks like it.
Yeah, but I mean, just beating the Bears, that's not, saying much.
Beat a lot of other teams.
Yeah, I know.
Beat 9 other teams, or 8 other teams, however much it was.
How many were
the Bears,
good?
Though.
How many were good, though? Like the Lions?
They should have lost to the Saints.
Just the Lions,
beat the shit out of the Lions on Thanksgiving.
But then they lost to the Lions, too. So
that's true. Anyway.
Yeah.
I got Cowboys.
Good?
Yeah, I think Cowboys. I just wouldn't be shocked if the Cowboys do that thing where they come out super flat in the playoffs.
Yeah, they do that a lot.
They do that a little bit too much for my liking.
Stephen A.
But I think on paper it should be easy, Cowboys.
Yeah, they got way more talent defensively.
And experience. And
offense, yeah.
It should be
they've been there before.
Yeah. Even if Green Bay ends up doing well against that defense, I just don't see a version of Dak not shredding their defense.
Yeah, it's, without a doubt.
But
Joe Barry's
the freaking Cowboys.
Barry. Yeah. It would be funny to see, like, Jerry Jones have an aneurysm too.
Finally,
live TV when the strongest team that he's had in, I don't know, since the 90s probably loses
probably.
First,
honestly,
first round.
It's probably the best shot. Yeah. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Next one.
Oh boy.
Near and dear to my heart, Rams and Lions.
Oh, this one's tough, man. This one's tough.
I will say
it.
That they're really playing up the Stafford coming back to Detroit, which, makes sense. But I think the better, storyline there is Goff versus the Rams.
The Rams.
Because Stafford, Stafford, I don't know. He never played under this coaching staff, and they don't really have any mainstays from the team anymore. And they left on pretty good terms. Uh-huh. Like, he wanted to leave. Yeah. They sent him to the team he wanted to.
That's why it's not a revenge game for Stafford.
Yeah, like, no, it's just like coming home or like to your old place and like, you know, whatever. Yeah. But Goff and McVay, like, they got some beef there, yeah. you know, yeah. saying that he wanted to... whatever, pipe his girlfriend or something, and then they traded him, and then they gave two picks. I mean, that is a way better, you know. Yeah. They should be playing that up, I think. But, yeah.
This is definitely a revenge game for Goff.
Potential revenge game. But then also, like, McVay knows him really well, so we'll see how that turns out.
McVay knows is... Goff. And no Laporta.
Yeah.
No right? Laporta.
That got confirmed?
No.
He fucked up his knee.
He's gonna He's gonna do walkthroughs on Friday and test it out.
But he's not practicing. No, they're doing the thing where they're gonna leave it till the last second. He's probably not gonna play, but they want you to prepare for him just in case he does.
How is Frank Ragnow? I haven't watched him because once they got confirmed the playoffs, I didn't really watch him too much.
Yeah, he's like as a player.
Is he healthy right now? Because I know he missed some time in the middle.
Yeah, no, their offensive line's healthy right now. I mean, that's the strength of their team. They got.
I know that was like the only time when the Bears beat him. I think Frank Ragnow being out was a huge part of that.
Yeah, because they were getting pressure on Goff like
a lot,
2 seconds.
And that's like that's the one way you beat him. And I was gonna say
they should have beat him twice.
They should have. They really should have.
Ragnow being out and Donald being there is really bad for Goff.
Yeah, that's Goff's thing. Like he's a above average quarterback if you have a great offensive line, and but if you're getting pressure on him, not so hot.
Yeah,
their defense got better because they got a couple guys back. I forgot who, but they got a couple guys back.
Who's that? The Rams,
the Lions.
Oh yep, they're getting some of their secondary back. They're getting the guy that chirps a lot.
Yeah.
Back,
CJ Gardner.
Chomp, is he the one that got punched by the Bears a couple times?
Twice. Down on the Saints. He was down on the Saints, then he went to the Eagles, then he went. Yeah, now he's on the Lions. And they need that.
That Rams offense, dude.
Yeah, that's impressive. Shit talking.
When they're all healthy, Kyren Williams, Puka, Cooper, and Stafford.
Yeah.
Higbee's not an awful tight end. He's solid.
Serviceable.
Genuinely, like one of those, like they talk about it every year. You don't want to run into this team in the playoffs.
Dangerous.
Yeah, you really don't want to. Yeah. So, and they got the splash talent on defense to make some plays.
A lot of young guys. Yeah,
and a lot of young guys looking to make their mark.
Jameson Williams might be a bust.
He was looking pretty good past couple weeks, but he just hurt his ankle again.
And the Rams, I think, have one of the favorites. Is Kobe Turner on their team?
Kobe.
I forget.
One second. I don't know.
I'm a Lions fan, so I'm going to choose the Lions.
It's in Detroit, right? They won
It is in Detroit.
Because Stafford coming back to Detroit.
I would never play a playoff game in Detroit. This is his first one.
Kobe Turner.
So sad.
The Rams got a nose tackle, Kobe Turner, who has 9 sacks this year. It's the most since Ndamukong Suh and Aaron Donald. So that's the favorite for defensive rookie of the year, and he's a scary boy.
I got the Lions, rooting for them, but if there's any team I'd want to see beat the Lions, it's
Stafford led Rams.
That's a fun story.
I love Puka too. Puka just seems like the coolest dude.
Mm-hmm. Cooper. Do you just like saying his name?
Puka
Nakua. Cooper.
Yeah. Why he's such a big fan?
Dude, he's going to be our hero on the Pro Bowl team.
our only receiver. And a bunch of tight ends.
We're just going to stock up. Anyway.
We got a ton of tight ends and fullbacks.
I got Rams. I got Rams beat the Lions.
Yeah, I could see that.
It sucks.
Yeah.
It's the Lions' first playoff game, and so long, and just gonna get
first home one and
not crushed, but it'll
decades,
be a good game.
Yeah,
I don't know how I feel about this game. I feel very wishy washy about it. We'll see how Gardner Johnson is, but I just feel like Stafford's gonna pick that secondary apart.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah. The defense leaves a lot to be
desire.
Yeah. For the Lions, other than Aiden Hutchinson.
But I do like their offense against the Rams defense too. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one of those. You'll have what's his face. He'll go for Dan Campbell. He's going to go for every fourth down.
Still getting kneecaps.
He's gnawing on him. That'll be fun. Yeah. We'll see how Goff responds. I think it's really going to come down to a lot of how Goff.
Yeah.
How Goff does, how their O-line does, because I think establishing their run game, keep the ball out of Stafford's hands, is also probably going to be huge for them.
Yeah. I mean, Stafford's...
Prove it game for Goff.
He'll throw a pick probably in the game. He tends to, but then he'll also make, some four or five beautiful crazy throws. Passes that you're just like, wow. All
right, cool.
Yeah, like, you give it, then you take it. If any, you're saying Flacco is Josh Allen without the wheels, like Stafford's kind of Josh Allen without the wheels, He just can make some of those crazy plays, but he's usually due for a silly interception or two. But
that's fair. That's fair. I accept that.
Gunslinger. Gotta love them gunslingers.
Lions, Rams, and then what were you?
I'll go Lions.
Oh.
Lions at home. Break the drought, baby.
And then what's that last one?
Restore the roar.
Eagles-Bucks.
Eagles-Bucks on Monday night.
Yep.
Bucks.
Yeah, I got Bucks,
Eagles
too.
Are so fucking bad right now. And then Hurts, A.J. Brown, and Devonta Smith all got hurt, right?
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to play, but his finger was like jacked up.
Fucked up, yeah.
It was dislocated.
Hurts got hurt.
Nice.
Cheap.
That's an easy
one. It wasn't even a joke. It was just a statement.
Yeah. Part of...
Pun. Very punny.
Statement. Just a statement.
True statement, too. Hurts was hurt.
Griffin?
I just like... It's so hard to say Bucks, despite the fact that the Eagles have been trash for 5 weeks. I feel like I'm not ready to like...
They were just in the Super Bowl last
year. Yeah, it's really hard to just flip that switch in my head where like I can't really fully say them out.
But the pass defense is so bad.
I just think the Bucks are kind of not very good.
That's also true.
Defense is so bad. Matt Patricia sucks. Mike Evans is arguably one of the greatest receivers of all time. It's high time people start recognizing that.
I don't know.
Second only to Jerry Rice in consecutive 1,000-yard seasons.
He's got a ring. I don't know. He's a solid playmaker. And
I mean, I think he's a Hall of Famer at this point.
Yeah.
Maybe not first ballot, but because receivers are just, like, it's tough for receivers.
I think being one, I just think being second to only Jerry Rice
and anything
earns you a lot of respect.
Yeah. Especially so a longevity
passing league now, though.
If Baker,
it is.
If
some
Baker
of these
plays,
guys who are on there
if Baker
didn't
plays
grow
better.
Up in these leagues.
Yeah, yeah, they didn't get hit like the old receivers used to get hit, man.
But he's been, I mean, God, he's been around for a while. It was before Brady
seasons.
Got there.
Yeah, because he has like 11.
Like what, 20,
he's had 1,000 yards in each of his seasons.
Because
he was at
2012,
I think.
2012?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because he's definitely over 10 years.
Yeah.
I got
Bucks.
He was just there for Johnny Manziel's... He was there when Mike Evans was a senior, right?
I think so.
And then Johnny Manziel was a young up-and-comer, then he went to the
draft. And he used to just throw it down to Mike Evans.
Just chuck
run
it
around
to Mike Evans.
Mike
yeah.
Evans is down there somewhere.
I think that's how it happened.
Yeah.
It's a long time ago in the sports world.
I got Bucks because I just think there's too many problems on the Eagles. I think the injuries on the offense and then the defense playing as shitty as it's playing. They have so many playmakers on defense, but they can't get it together. Morrow is sad. He's a sad player. I've seen clips from him. He's just getting burned all the time. I don't know. I got the Bucks. I feel like the Bucks are going to...
They were talking about firing Sirianni or whatever.
Yeah, if they lose, dude. I think that's a little crazy, but...
LBS syndrome.
STD syndrome. Yeah.
Can't handle one lick of adversity.
That's the Phillies, dude. The Philly fans, I should say.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess with all the actual injuries, I think I'd lean Bucks, but I just don't believe in the Bucks to get it done.
I believe in Baker, dude.
This is like
Baker,
the Saints. I
Mayfield.
Think
is Baker hurt, though? Is
he's banged up, but so is Jalen Hurts.
Baker lives his life banged up. Though.
He's been banged up since.
Baker lives his life
injured
up, dude, just all the time.
I don't think that dude's ever not been banged up.
That's true. He'll get out there and he's gonna slang it.
I don't think I've ever seen him slide. That's probably false.
So, we're not going to do... Fuck. We're not... It's the margaritas. We're not going to go round by round. Let's go straight to the Super Bowl. Who do you got in the Super Bowl? And then who do you got winning it? I could start if you want me to.
Yeah, go for it.
I don't know.
Wow.
Right. Wait, wait. Let's do I think we did this in...
Let's do AFC Championship. Let's do the championships.
Yeah, I think we did this last time.
If I name four teams, it makes me more likely to be right.
Okay. AFC Championship, NFC Championship, and then who you have coming out of that.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
AFC Championship, Ravens.
Say it. I see it in your mouth. Say it. Let it out. Let it out.
Ravens, Browns.
That doesn't work seating wise.
It doesn't?
No, I don't know. What you do. We'll say it works.
I don't think it does seating wise. They're wild card really teams. So
I'll do it like this. My boring pick is Ravens Niners in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's what my head says, but my heart says Browns Lions.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what America wants.
That's what America wants. Lake Erie Bowl.
So, that's my pick. I don't know about the AFC NFC championships. So, it'd be Ravens, Browns, and then...
No Bills in there?
No, I think the turnovers are eventually going to catch up. And, Joe Flacco wouldn't do that. Joe Flacco and Josh Allen are nothing alike, so... To say they're similar is... Fucking stupid.
Insanity.
So yeah, Browns Lions is what I want. Ravens Niners is what I think.
Okay.
So are you calling NFC?
This way we can still say four teams.
Are you saying NFC Championship will be Lions Niners?
Because that would work.
Yeah, Lions Niners. That makes sense.
I've checked the math.
Yep.
Lions Niners.
Yeah.
Lions Niners. Okay. Yeah. Cowboys, they cowboy it up and they fuck up. I mean, I could say the same for the Lions, but.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
This time.
It's Lions, different. Browns. This time it's different. That's my thing.
Okay.
Who's next?
I could go. AFC, man. Ooh. I mean, I want to throw the Browns in there.
Right? Defense really, is so fucking good.
I know. And Joe Flacco, redemption story. Well, I want to see him play the Ravens.
Yeah.
Because that'd be poetry.
Yeah. That'd be poetic, yeah. How can that be romantic about football?
Yeah. It may completely ruin Lamar Jackson's career, though, if he loses.
Takes another one, yeah. Yeah.
To his predecessor, who came off the couch. I love me some Lamar. So
worse, he came off the Jets.
I'll go AFC Championship. We're going Browns Bills. Bills win, so Bills in the Super Bowl, and then NFC Championship is Lions 49ers. We got the Lions, and then Lions win it all, baby. Lions win it all.
Yeah, outside of the, I think the Cowboys are the second favorite outside of the Niners in the NFC. Yeah, I just don't believe in them.
I don't believe in the Cowboys. I mean, if I'm being honest, they'll probably play the Lions and they'll get some bullshit call at the end of the game. Yeah. But I can live in fantasy land for a little bit longer.
It'll be nice. It's a nice place to be.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Griff.
I feel like I'm having one of those moments where like. My brain is saying, like, it'll probably be Niners Ravens.
That's good.
But I'm going to say it.
You're going to say it.
All right. AFC is going to be, well, not that hot. AFC is going to be Bills Ravens. Bills make it.
Yeah.
Wow. NFC.
You guys both got the Bills, huh?
Yeah, dude. Josh Allen, baby.
Doesn't work out. I don't know how it would work out. But you know what?
I don't know the ceilings.
Rams make the Super Bowl from the NFC side.
I like that one.
Stafford goes into Flacco mode.
Rams
just throws dimes all over the playoffs.
I like that one too.
I don't like that color matchup. Rams Bills, blue and yellow versus blue and red.
Oh, okay.
Just thinking from an aesthetic standpoint, you know.
I mean, they're not. One's gonna wear white.
That's why I'm watching Trae Young is such dreadful experience because it doesn't look good. You know? Looking at some freak on the basketball court. Anyway, so.
And then who do you got winning it all?
Bills.
Bills. I'm cool with that. I like that one.
You like the Bills?
I like the Bills. Any combination of Bills, Lions, and Rams winning it all, that's what I'm rooting for. One of those three.
Give me the Browns. That scrappy young team from the Rams just going up and taking it.
Mm-hmm.
I want the Browns to win it. I don't know. It'd be so cool.
It would be a good story, but I don't want Deshaun.
I was going to say they also have Deshaun, but
yeah.
Well, maybe.
I just don't trust any team that only beats the Bears by three.
Fair.
But Flacco, playoff Flacco is a different beast. Maybe
Texans by 20.
It's hard to record this podcast right now being so jaded with the Bears. To pretend like any team that was close to us has a chance. I'm just like, no. No.
The Bucks blew us out. So.
The Bucks blew us out, yeah.
Just saying.
Just Bucks, saying. Baker.
Alright, I'm in.
Baker's in, man.
Rams, Baker's Buccaneers in. For the...
Baker's in, Eagles out.
That's your NFC championship. Mm-hmm. I don't think that works out mathematically.
They're just going to move it from Wild Card Weekend to the NFC Championship. Baker or Bucks Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway. All right, fellas. Well, that was a fun time.
It was.
I enjoyed myself.
Same.
Killer Marg.
Yeah.
Good pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
Good company, you know?
Great company.
Yeah.
Congrats again on your son.
Thank you.
He's beautiful.
He's pretty cool.
He's a cool little dude.
Yeah, he's crying a lot right now.
It's all good.
Yeah, he does.
We're heading out.
Yeah.
Joe's late for his meeting.
Yeah, you're gonna be a little late.
That's fine. I'll probably get fired. yeah.
Well, at least you got this to, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a shame you don't have some good podcasting equipment you could record with and really boost this thing up.
All right, people. Thanks for tuning in. Episode 95, Feel Good Friday.